Morning Watch, Philippians Week 2, Taking Christ as Our Living. Friday, Related Verses. Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind toward one another, not setting your mind on the high things, but going along with the lowly. Do not be wise in yourselves. Philippians 3:8. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. Romans 15:5-6. Now the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brothers, rejoice, be perfected, be comforted, think the same thing, be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 1 Peter 3:8-9. And finally, be all of the same mind, sympathetic, loving the brothers, tender-hearted, humble-minded, not rendering evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary blessing one another, because you were called to this, that you might inherit blessing. Philippians 2:1-4, and portions from the footnotes. Verse 1. If there is therefore any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any tender-heartedness and compassions. Note 1 for if. In chapter 1, Paul, being rich in the experience of Christ, presented to the believers an account of his experience. Now in this chapter, he asked the believers to have fellowship with him. Such a mutual fellowship of the believers and the apostle is needed for the experience of Christ. Note 2, for consolation, exhortation, encouragement. Note 3, for tenderheartedness, inward affection, bowels, the same word as in 1:8. Verse 2. Make my joyful that you think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing. Note 1 for joy. Since this book is concerned with the experience and enjoyment of Christ, which issue in joy, it is a book filled with joy and rejoicing. Note 2 for think. Among the Philippians, there was dissension in their thinking, which troubled the apostle. Hence, he asked them to think the same thing, even the same one thing, that they might make his joy full. Note 3 for same. This indicates that because of the dissension in their thinking, the Philippian believers had different levels of love. They did not have the same love toward all the saints for the keeping of oneness. Note 4 for joined. This indicates that the dissension among the Philippians was due to their not being joined in soul, to their not thinking the one thing in their mind, the leading part of their soul. The Philippians' problem was not with their spirit, but with their soul, that is, with their mind. They had Christ in their spirit through regeneration, but they did not have Christ in their soul through transformation. Only by having Christ saturate and occupy their entire soul could they be made one in soul. Note 5 for the one thing. According to the context of this book, the one thing here must refer to the subjective knowledge and experience of Christ. Christ and Christ alone should be the centrality and universality of our entire being. Our thinking should be focused on the excellency of the knowledge and experience of Christ. Focusing on anything else causes us to think differently, thus creating dissensions among us. Verse 3. Doing nothing by way of selfish ambition or by way of vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, considering one another more excellent than yourselves. Note 1 for doing. This may indicate that the dissenting Philippians were doing things out of selfish ambition or vainglory, both of which caused dissensions among believers. Note 2 for lowliness. Lowliness is in contrast to both selfish ambition and vainglory. This must not be our natural lowliness, but the lowliness of Christ, as illustrated in verses 7 through 8. Note 3 for mind. This indicates again that the problem of dissension among the Philippians was a matter of their untransformed mind. They needed to have the mind that was in Christ. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In Philippians 2:1-4, we see the fellowship between the believers and the apostle. This two-way traffic is for the experience of Christ. Paul appealed to the Philippians that they would make his joy full. He was concerned about the attitude of the believers and for the kind of spirit they had toward him. Nothing hurt the apostle as much as a negative attitude of the believers toward him. Also, what troubled Paul in his imprisonment was the dissension among the Philippians. Although they all loved the Lord, they were not thinking the same thing. Out of heaviness of heart, he appealed to the Philippians to make his joy full by being joined in soul and by thinking the same thing.